Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning. Kelly Raspberry might be the love expert.
I need a man.
But be careful if she wants to love on you.
Yeah. Had to go get herpes medicine. It was great. They'll fill in that prescription.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, now.
What, Kelly?
I have to ask that be removed from the lineup. It's taken out of context.
Everything's taken out of context on our returns.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's the point.
I had a stress-related fever blister on my face.
But that's
my lips and nose before I, like, 3 days before I was getting married. So the only thing I could do was go get a herpes medicine.
That's fine. We gotta keep going, Kelly.
I do not actively transmit.
It's fine.
Don't they say that the herpes doesn't go away, though, that you're just a carrier?
If you've ever had a fever blister, it's in your system.
Kelly,
you automatically assume I'm spreading disease.
A new study came out that says that most people have the herpes.
Well, I don't want. Why
give her her nail
okay,
file
who
back.
Did that to me?
Kelly, we got to talk about the most highly anticipated album to come out this year.
I want to know who's responsible for splicing. Trey?
I'm sorry, it was Lacey. Sorry, Trey.
I'm
Lacey.
Here to the
I didn't want to do woman on woman crime.
Seriously?
Oh, boy.
I'll be over here, y'all.
Yeah, we might have to talk Bieber in One Direction later. Go ahead.
I have a child, and I'm trying to date again. Actually, may have a date today.
No, not anymore.
Listen to him get up hearing that I have to get herpes medicine.
Well, at least you don't have to have that awkward conversation where you got to tell him.
By the way, that was from 2003 when I had to get that prescription filled. Oh, my gosh.
You got any bumps today?
Ranting raspberries in town.
Yeah, bumping up.
Yeah, you good?
Do the bump.
Why would somebody do that?
Because it's funny.
It's not funny to me.
If you chuckled in the car when you heard that.
Yeah, it's so funny. Women love to be known as Herpes Mary.
Actually, Kelly, the correct term is Herpes Helen.
Yeah, it'd have to be double H.
Yeah. Typhoid Mary. Well, Typhoid Mary is not Herpes Helen. Typhoid Mary.
We're not talking about typhoons. Typhoons.
Like you go, Chatty Chad. You need a CC.
Okay, then explain Typhoid Mary.
I don't even know what typhoid, what is that?
It was the woman that spread typhoid to everybody.
Oh, because she had typhoid. She was the reason.
Well, I'm not Herpes Kelly.
You could be Kelly Blisterberry.
Oh, seriously, I don't ever want to hear that again. And I really want to know who did that to me.
It has to be Typhoid Tamara.
I need to know who hates me. Behind my back
whatever.
And not to my face.
Lacey, can you come in here and tell Kelly you don't hate her? You're just trying to be funny.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she's not
you
here.
You do this to us.
I wouldn't.
That's probably why we're single.
I know.
That's not personal.
Somebody's slapping a little bit out there that you got herpes. You don't think take it personally?
And we always say Al has it.
No, we don't.
We insinuate he does.
Al talks about me having rashes.
Lacey, did you do that to me?
Yeah, look at that big smile on her face.
Here comes Lacey. She handles our production.
Why did you do that to me?
I just did it as a joke, Kelly.
You know I'm trying to date.
You said, we take everything isolated that everybody says and makes a funny return out of it.
But I am on the dating scene again.
I will take it out of rotation.
It's a challenge.
Thank you, Kelly. Uh-oh.
Don't take it out of rotation.
Oh, boy.
Producer White Cheddar's in the building.
No, Kelly, some people don't mind about a little herb.
But I don't have it.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump in her. I don't see nothing wrong.
All right, we almost ran out of time to play the One Direction and Justin Bieber cuts, but we'll play you one at least.
All right.
And then we'll get to more later in the show.
I think that my issue was way more important.
Way more important than 1D and Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Justin Blister.
Hey, if you have herpes and want to date Kelly, give us a call.
Oh, stop it.
It's not funny. The most highly anticipated albums of the year, or the big battle, is happening. One Direction, Made in the AM, and Justin Bieber's Purpose hit the stores or the online community. I guess you just buy it online now. But we'll give you a couple cuts.
All right.
We took a poll in the office to see if you had to pick one album, which one would you pick?
Justin Bieber and One Direction.
Yeah, you got to buy one whole album.
Okay.
Which one?
So we'll play you just the tracks that the album was named after. So we'll play you here. Justin Bieber's Purpose.
Okay.
I put my heart into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I'll let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known.
Not bad,
you
right?
You give me purpose.
You give me purpose. That's Justin Bieber's
All right.
title track, Purpose.
Nice, nice.
Here's One Direction's AM.
Won't you stay till the AM?
Oh, that's so good.
All my favorite conversations.
Because we know how you voted. It's
always made in the AM. Because we don't know what we're saying. We're just swimming around in our glasses. Talking out of our...
What?
Sometimes
did they cuss right there?
They said the A word.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, edgy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're edgy. We took a poll around the office. As it stands now.
Uh-huh.
8 people in the office would buy the Bieber album, and only 4 would buy the One Direction if we had to choose.
There you go.
Okay.
And iTunes seems to agree.
Really?
Bieber is number 1, One Direction following closely at number 2.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Shannon brought up a good point, possibly because the One Direction album is slightly more expensive.
Oh.
So I don't know if money has anything to do with it.
No, it doesn't. Not to a true
fan. Well, they gotta pay 4 people. Justin Bieber's all, you know, by himself.
Exactly.
How many dollars are we talking difference?
Like $2. Oh, that's a lot.
That's not going to keep a true fan away.
No. But it's a close race, and they're both really good albums. We'll play you more tracks later on in the show, and we'll have your Bieber tickets because he is going to go on tour next year. A la Taylor Swift, the way we gave away Taylor Swift tickets.
Okay.
We probably okay. Where in the world is Justin Bieber? And Kelly, this just came in on the text. It's a girl. It's a meme with a girl saying, I had herpes. Now it's our piece. She got a boyfriend.
Oh, our piece.
Our piece.
Okay, got to enunciate the hour.
Yeah, our
got
piece.
It.
Kelly does not have that, by the
I
way.
Do not.
It's just a promo for fun. The ex ambassadors have that song that everybody's been hearing lately, Renegades. We sat down with them, have a chat with them, and they're going to play that song for us. You get to hear it all live next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to the Metro PCS Music Lounge, where we have a band in studio, and I love these guys because they have a song on Madden. Everybody say what's up to the ex-ambassadors.
Yay!
Yeah! No, seriously, I was super excited when I heard you guys were coming in because I hear that Superpower song every time I'm playing Madden.
Yeah,
and he plays a lot.
His wife hates it. But.
We're all pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Was that? How do they hit you up to be on Madden? Is that like a big deal?
It's a pretty big deal. I mean, these guys love.
Yeah, I love Madden. Yeah. I wish we had time. I would take you down.
Oh, I will take you down another day,
man.
Adam. Yeah.
Starting to big deal.
Already, Adam, man.
Speaking of Adam, do people think it's Adam Levine all the time?
They do. They
especially
do. Every day I fly through an airport and the security, some level of TSA security, someone cracks a joke.
Really? Do you date?
It's
numerous,
not funny.
Do you date numerous supermodels?
You should take advantage of
I
that.
I wish. No.
Yeah, you're one know, Victoria's right? Secret bad. Show away.
Yeah. Well, Sam kind of looks like Adam Levine right now.
A little bit.
Yeah. You guys have the same hair going on.
Yeah, he has more hair than I do.
Yeah, he's finally grown his back out.
Is he? I liked it better bald. I bet you did too, Sam.
I did.
So you, Sam and Casey, you guys are brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys grew up in New York. And you guys have all been friends since you were kids, basically?
Pretty much. I met Sam when we were 5, and we met in first day of kindergarten. And then first day of college, we met Adam in 2006.
What was Adam doing? Was he drunk?
Well, what's first day of college? That's actually an excellent question.
That's a great question.
I think we were all skipping whatever orientation we were supposed to be
yeah.
in. Figured it out.
What? And he was like, did you guys already have your band together at that point? And he's like, I want in.
I slipped a demo of our band under his dorm door because I heard he was a drummer.
Yeah.
It's like
and,
the most cliche. Like,
we had no, yeah, we had no drummer. Just worked out.
Wow.
So Adam's in his dorm room, and then he sees this demo slide underneath the door, and he's like, what?
But he was drunk and didn't know it. He thought it was
yeah. I didn't really know what was going on.
Like
they just kind of brought me to the
said he'd only
where the
do it
drums
on the promise
were,
yeah. of a G-Wagon, you know, yeah. later on down the line.
Did you get that G-Wagon yet?
No.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Did you get the Renegade yet?
Yes. I have a Renegade.
You really do?
Yeah. I got one.
Is that ironic?
They gave us all one.
Well, they have a car commercial. Oh, so they gave you guys a car because of the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're lucky, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And you weren't writing that with that intention, right?
No.
It was a lot of throwback stuff. I mean, the VHS album, you said you went through a lot of old... Who has all these old VHS tapes of childhood?
Families.
Moms.
Yeah. My mom and dad had... they took so much footage of us as kids. And then pulled the audio clips from that, put it on the record.
Cool. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So you guys, when did you guys officially form a band? Was it in high school when you guys started, or middle school?
Middle school.
Yeah.
Middle school, like talent show.
It was just the three of you for a long time, or did you have some drummers
first
come and go?
Started out with just the two of us. Because I didn't want Casey to be in the band.
I have my own brother rivalry.
He's my big brother, and I mean, I want to have my own thing.
I was playing funk music at the time, anyway.
Yeah, being your little band, he's your little brother.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah. So in high school, Casey ended up joining because he's just too good.
Thanks, dude.
He's an incredible player.
He said thanks.
He's too good. And I couldn't keep...
I always love interviews because that's the only time he ever gives me compliments.
So who asked who? Like, okay.
I begrudgingly asked
Casey.
So I'd sort of been informally jamming with the guys for a while and maybe laying down a part here and there. And it was just sort of a, finally kind of had to happen.
I would be upstairs like making a Hot Pocket or something like that. I'd come downstairs and my brother was playing with the guys and I was like...
Why is he so good?
All right. Okay.
Favorite Hot Pocket? The ham and cheddar cheese.
Okay.
By far the best. Don't even make the other ones. They're not worth it.
You don't mess with the four cheese pizza one?
No. Oh. No.
The cheeseburger one's really good. Ooh. Is that just in the lean pocket? Because I do the lean pockets.
Oh,
that's not me. Have you had the one with the broccoli in it? Because you got to keep it healthy sometimes?
Yeah. I got to keep it healthy sometimes.
And they've got this Mexican chicken one. I forget what it's called, but it's really good.
How many Hot Pockets are there?
There's a lot.
Our first band was actually Pocket, called After Hot Pocket.
Are you serious?
We ate so many Hot Pockets.
I would hazard to say that was before I joined.
So Casey brought the coolness. I joined, but got to change the name. Eminem, you've worked with Eminem, haven't met him, and then how does Jay-Z get a hold of your song to remix it?
That was also through the label, through Interscope, and Alex the Kid, our producer, and Jimmy Iovine. Jimmy had already wanted the song, our song Jungle, in this Beats by Dre campaign for the World Cup, and I guess they pulled some strings and got Jay-Z to be a part of it. And
wow.
I just got a phone call we got Jay-Z on the remix for Jungle.
Wow.
And then we heard it. And
it was dope.
It was dope.
Well, would you guys like to play the song that has been blowing up our radio waves lately?
Absolutely.
A little Renegade.
You guys wanna hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to hear it.
Run away with me. Lost souls in revelry. Running wild and running free. Two kids, you and me. And I said, hey, hey, hey. Living like we're renegades. Hey, hey, hey. Living like we're renegades. Renegades. Long live the pioneers, rebels and mutineers. Go forth and have no fear. Come close and lend an ear. And I say, hey, 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 hey. Living like we're renegades. Hey, 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 living like we're renegades, renegades, renegades. Oh, oh. So all hail the underdog. All hail the new kids, all hail the outlaws, Spielbergs and Kubricks. It's our time to make a move, it's our time to make a mess, it's our time to break the rules. Let's begin. I say, hey, 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 living like we're renegades. Hey, 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 living like we're renegades, renegades. Renegade.
that gonna, last note was so pretty.
So pretty. I'm going to keep that in my car just in case Imagine Dragons comes by. Yeah. Take a listen to a nice little acoustic version. Were your Sam and Casey, you guys are brothers. Were your parents musicians?
Our mom was. Our mom was a professional singer, actually, for many, many years, and sang like cabaret and jazz and a little folk and that kind of thing. And dad always tried to sing, and he did his best. You know, he was a very musical guy, but didn't necessarily have the voice. He played the record player really well. You know, and he did try to be a songwriter in Nashville for about a year. So yeah, you know, we have
done Nashville for like 6 months.
Yeah. Did he really?
And wrote one song that was sung by some country singer's son.
Yeah. Never really hit though. One of those
memorable songs.
He has like an old 45 of it in his record collection.
Aww, yeah.
You got it up on the wall.
Yeah. So, you know.
Hey, again, somebody record one of your songs. That's got to be, whether it's a super famous person or somebody coming up,
just to see it come to fruition.
But he's not doing that to you guys now. Like, hey, listen, I wrote this over the weekend.
No. He totally will critique my lyrics though sometimes. Yeah. Like, he's like, you know, Sam, I just, that rhyme there doesn't really work. I think you can find a better one. I'm like, Dad, the record's out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, Dad, it's number one.
On the radio. Right?
Like, he's still listening to VHS, and he's like, no, see, you should go back and switch it. It's true. That's hilarious.
Listen to your dad, son.
And when did you start playing the keyboards, Casey?
Oh, man, ages back. I remember me and Sam, when we were like 5 and 6, loved the Phantom of the Opera soundtrack. And right. So I remember I learned how to play the organ part to that. I think that was the first thing on keyboard I ever learned. But then I took piano lessons from like 8 to 15 or so, something like that. And then just, you know, decided to keep going with it, you know.
Yeah, it takes time. You're not going to just pick it up and then you're automatically going to be signed to Interscope.
Stopped liking people telling him what to do. So yeah.
I had sort of stopped before lessons. That, but I stopped tolerating it after 8.
Yeah.
Dude, anybody can do the crisscross hand thing that I saw you do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know
what you call that, but when you take your right hand and put it across. Did you see that, Kelly?
Yeah, it's just called cross hand. You know, it's just when you can't. It's basically when I'm not good enough to play the with my left hand, so I've got to play the easy bit with my left hand. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. And if people don't know, you're legally blind, so you're doing this just by feel.
Well, sort of. I mean, the bar is set kind of high, sort of Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. Yeah. some big shoes to fill right there. You know?
It's never been done.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man, you're greatness. Yeah. You are greatness.
Do you have
Casey.
A great sense, though? I mean, it is so fascinating. Do you have a great sense for what a huge deal this is for you guys on the road? Because, you know, the rest of the guys can look out and see. I mean, you're selling out every show you're playing. Do you feel how powerful it is out there?
Some shows more than others. We can have a huge show and the audience will be really into it, but just because of the type of crowd it is, they just don't make much noise. And if they don't make much noise, man, if they're not screaming, you know,
you
I'm not feeling it as much. Yeah, exactly. I need some
If you
noise.
Go to an ex-ambassador show, make sure you make a ton of noise.
For my sake.
Please.
You need a cool guy to say, make some noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you volunteering to be the hype man?
No, really, make some noise.
Yeah. See,
if Casey can break into the band, Al could do.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm there, dude.
So VHS, already out. Go ahead and buy the album. They have 20 tracks. Man, that's a lot.
Well, there are a lot of interludes.
Okay, a lot of interludes.
Like, so 13 tracks.
Deceiving 20 tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the most exciting thing, too, they're going on tour with Muse. When does that start?
Yeah, that January. Starts next year, early mid-January.
So you're going to chill through the holidays and then just gear up for the big...
Kind of, yeah. We have a couple shows still. We're doing a New Year's show, but it's in Anguilla. So
that's
really cool. We're not going to
suck. Not going to, it's going to suck. Yeah.
There's nothing like Anguilla in the winter.
Yeah, that's right. It's a drag, isn't it?
Yeah. You may have to wear cargo shorts.
I don't know if I'm ready for that step yet.
Well, pick up Renegade, pick up VHS, the album, and go watch them on tour. Where can we keep up with you guys?
You can keep up with us on every social media platform. Probably
Twitter,
Instagram.
It's all just ex-ambassadors. Yeah. Handle ex-ambassadors.
Tinder.
Not on Tinder. Okay. No, not on Tinder.
Now that'd be fun to swipe right on that.
Yeah, do it as a group.
Yeah, you get the whole band.
Right. Today you get
day.
Noah, and then tomorrow you get Adam.
It's going to be like a crapshoot. You don't know who's going to
I'd swipe right on any of them.
Hey, now.
All right, then.
That's right.
Put Lexi in charge of the swiping.
My swiping game is on point.
It is swiping, yeah. I'm a swipeless dude.
Well, we're going to let Kelly hit on the band here.
That's what we normally do. normally leave, and Kelly will be on your tour bus. And blah blah blah.
We'll see her tomorrow, and probably you guys.
Yeah.
Everybody, give it up
more
for the ex ambassadors. Hey, a little late, but worth the wait, right?
Yep, yep.
It's time for round one of Beat the Bank, where you can win up to $1,000. All you got to do is yell stop. It's that simple. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And since it is Friday the 13th, we should take caller number 13. I mean, it's meant to be, right?
Why not?
And we'll score you some money next with Beat the Bank.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Especially if you like to crochet. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
You like to crochet?
Like to crochet. It's your lucky day, man.
I like rosé.
You heard? See, there's another one.
Rosé would be good.
There's a plethora of rhymes with the word day.
How about your homeboy, Jose?
Jose.
Yeah.
Like to play.
That make, was
to
make a baby.
Yeah.
Crochet.
Kelly's her pay.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Dang it, Jenna.
Jenna opened up the can of worms again.
Hate it when you're funnier than I am.
Sorry.
Oh, I hate it when you're funnier than I am.
We had breaking news.
I
don't think it's funny at all.
Breaking news earlier in the show. Where
no,
it was,
there's no breaking news.
It's breaking news from 03.
Breakout news.
Yeah, it was breakout news.
Breakout news, not breaking news.
Kelly Blistberry is trending.
Blister, yeah.
So there's that. Jennifer Kimbrough, congratulations on being caller number 13.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
Yes way. Yes way.
What are you,
What are you doing right now? Jennifer, going to work?
I'm taking my son to school, and I just pulled over so that I wouldn't
good move.
Yet.
Good move, Jennifer.
You can be late. It's Friday.
Good move. Friday the 13th, so you don't want to take any unnecessary chances.
Yeah. What grade is your son in?
He's in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Oh, that's a great age.
Mm-hmm.
Puberty.
Hey, what's up, dude? What's his name?
His name's Jesse.
What's up, Jesse?
My dude, Jesse.
Does Jesse have a girlfriend?
There's a girl he likes, but no.
What's her name? We can give her a shout out.
Stop it. Don't embarrass him.
What? We can help him out.
I bet if he says her name on the radio,
totally get her as a girlfriend.
He'd be in.
Ask Jesse if he wants to do that.
You
want to
say your name on the radio?
No. Nope. Al, you read young boys
my
so
man,
well.
He wants to keep it a secret. I feel you.
I
would
have done the same
not.
Thing.
No,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I would have blasted the name just in case.
All right.
She's going to be into it when they win some money this morning.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Jennifer, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Make sure you yell stop for us when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn. It could be a maximum of $1,000. You still have to yell stop if you hear 1,000, because if it closes on you, you get nothing.
Okay.
And we don't like that.
And I don't either.
Jesse won't have any money for his date.
Is there anything you'd like to ask any of us?
Yeah, Big Al, how you feeling?
Look at Al poking.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
But today is Friday the 13th, so typically I would say, ooh.
No, for me, it's good luck.
Bad. But today is Friday. I have on my brand new sweatshirt that has Blake Shelton's name on it. I'm feeling good.
How are you feeling about
really
the bank?
Good. I have a feeling. I have a good feeling.
He's got a feeling.
But I don't know, Jennifer.
Okay.
I just feel good.
Hey, it's all up to you, Jennifer. You yell stop when you feel comfortable with yelling stop, okay?
I will.
Yeah, okay. You're going to be good. You'll do just fine.
I feel good.
All right, it's time to play
Beat the Bank.
$80.
Oh boy.
Yikes.
$200.
Nice.
Good job.
$270. $340. $510. $590.
$740.
$740. Right. Jennifer Kimbrough.
$740. How about that, Jesse?
Ah, that's awesome.
I know.
$740.
Jesse, I'll put another 10 on it if you let me say your girlfriend's name on the radio. I'll make it $750. I'll make it $750.
$10 bill.
We'll do it.
All right. How about if I throw another 10 in there?
Oh, $20 for Jesse.
$7.60.
Come here, name.
How much would we have to pay extra for him to say his girlfriend's name?
I think this will help him.
How much? They're asking how much do they have to pay? How much? She said 1,000.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, Jesse.
Well, no, it's not a hard bargain, Jess.
Jesse, you know, well Jesse, played, we got sir. To take you to the school of negotiation.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we start at 10 and you go to 1,000, that's like a no. You don't even do with that. You don't even mess with that.
He went wow. 0 to 1,000 real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, congratulations. You got yourself $740.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys
let's see
so
how far,
much.
Yeah, we, how far it would have gone.
Yeah, we do. We do have to check how far it goes just for fun. Let's see.
Okay.
You got 740.
$1,000.
Oh! One away.
Dang it.
One second away.
Hey.
Oh, well.
Hey, you're good, Jennifer. $740
is good. He was so fast about it, too,
yeah.
wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't take his time on that one. Congratulations, Jennifer. I'm sure you're going to go shopping after you drop off Jesse.
Yep.
You better.
Yeah.
All right.
Gerard, hold on. We'll get you all set up. If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play Beat the Bank in less than an hour. It's coming up sooner than you think.
Cool.
We'll put you inside the bank vault, and maybe you could win $1,000.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Congratulations to Jennifer Kimbrough. She just won $740 playing Beat the Bank. Could have been $1,000.
Yeah.
Al was right. He was feeling it.
Feeling good. I wrote it down. $1,000. I wrote it down right here.
And we're about just about 20 minutes away from catching you up with all of the celebrity world news with the Showbiz Top 5. What are you working on, Kelly?
Well, I've got a little One Direction news.
Mm. Yeah?
You know.
Yeah.
The album's
didn't,
dropping
didn't
today.
Didn't make it to the top spot in the Showbiz Top 5.
Oh, what number
I got
is it?
Them as number 2.
Number 2. Oh, that's what they're on iTunes.
What a coincidence.
Number 2.
What a coincidence.
One Direction fans not happy with our office poll.
Well, that's just what happened, you know?
Not happy with the office poll. It was, if you had to pick one of the two, which one would you purchase? And a lot of people in our office went with Purpose. 2-1 odds there.
By Justin Bieber.
Yeah. It's not our fault. I mean, we're going to probably have, we have two of them. We're going to have both of them. But if we have to choose,
with Purpose. Like if there was a gun held to the head.
I am appalled at your poll turns off radio.
Yeah, that was one of the tweets.
That's funny.
Yeah. I bet you she's still listening, though.
I have to support my people, you know, my brothers. I'd go with Justin Bieber.
You know. With the Biebs?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest. I picked One Direction.
You did?
Well, because my daughter's going through a hairy phase. It was Niall.
Oh, man.
And now it's Harry.
Laser removal on that.
Well, that.
No, Harry Styles.
Oh, my bad.
Those are my favorites.
Yes.
Yeah. The albums are out, actually. You could purchase them. If you want to hear a couple cuts from the albums. Here is Justin. No, this is One Direction's History. That's the name of the song.
Okay.
You and me got a whole lot of history.
I like that.
We could be the greatest thing that the world has ever seen.
All right.
You and me got a whole lot of history.
Yeah.
So don't let it go.
Sounds like. Has a little bit of a TV theme show song vibe
I'm
to it.
I'm not feeling that one.
Oh, you know, I like that one. That's the one I like.
You like it?
They bring that out, and they should have, what's the one that quit? Just have him walk out on stage? Louis?
Zane.
Louis?
I don't know.
Come on,
direction.
Here's Justin Bieber's Trust.
Sometimes a heart can see what's invisible to the eye. All you gotta do is listen to your deepest feelings. They don't ever lie. And giving up is immature. There's so much more to live for.
I'll be honest, I didn't think Justin Bieber would make the transition from teen pop star to adult music.
You didn't?
As smoothly as he did. No, I didn't. As much as I like him and we've met him when he was starting out, I thought it would be so difficult for him to do that.
Helped a lot when his voice changed.
Yeah, man, he sounds great. Here's another song from One Direction's album Made in the AM. This one's called Walking in the Wind, because Harry's a big Paul Simon fan.
Goodbye's a bittersweet, but it's not the end. I'll see your face again. You will find me.
Yeah, I like this one.
In places that we've never been.
That's very...
The reasons we don't understand.
more of the One Direction sound I'm used to.
It's very kids video. That's what it sounds like to me.
Kids Kitty?
Yeah, it's very Kids Kitty.
It's very Kids Kitty.
That's a bad thing, but it just sounds like, you know, okay, we can do this, we can blah, blah, blah.
Here's Justin Bieber's. This is cut number 15. It's called Get Used to Me. Now this is out of our hands. Our love is here to stay.
So get used to me checking in all day. Sounds like The Weeknd.
It does. Get used to me falling through just to see your face. Maybe he wrote with them. There in a moment I won't need your embrace. Get used to me touching you. Like this one. So as it stands right now, Justin Bieber's number one on iTunes, One Direction following closely at number two. Man, they're both good albums. But I'm really, really, really surprised with Justin Bieber.
Really, really, really?
I am.
I might rent the album.
Rent it?
Rent it?
Yeah, have you guys heard of this Napster thing?
You can rent it? Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do Napster. Is Napster still around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Some people went to jail on that, didn't they?
Yeah.
A few.
I'm waiting. I have like 10 of the same song pulled up, waiting on it to download.
Well, I'm Team Biebs. I'm proud to say it.
Are you?
There you go.
I think I'm Team Biebs this weekend as well.
Team Biebs.
I like them both, but I'm not going to answer that question.
Right. But Harry, if I had to like personally choose
someone.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe I'll tweet Blake. Hey, Blake, what would you choose if you could just buy one? Ooh. Justin Bieber or One Direction?
That would officially end your relationship with Blake Shelton. Officially.
Don't do it.
That'd be over.
Sad.
Yeah, you're a grown man.
Becoming very sad.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The bank vault is open. It is time to play Beat the Bank yet again. An hour ago, we gave away $740 to Jennifer Kimbrew, but the banker actually ended up going all the way to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
She would have held in there just a second longer. She would have had an extra bit amount of money.
Tried to tell her I was feeling good.
I know, Al. You did. Let's see how you do this round. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we will take caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank.
Okay.
Did you guys see the video?
Which one?
Of the little girl.
Yeah, I saw the video.
I didn't finish my sentence.
I was just watching it.
Well, you did pause.
I know. I wanted to cough. There's a video of this girl that wants to convince her dad to sell her little brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, but it sounds fun.
It is pretty funny.
Because something in him is wrong.
So what do we have to do?
Sell him.
Well, who are we going to sell him to?
A pet store. Someone wants him.
What do you think we could sell him for?
$54.
What are you going to spend the money on?
Because I really, really wanted the toy owl, so that's why I'm going to spend it on. If we do that,
yep.
We'll go back to the store and see if it's there.
Oh, maybe we could buy him on sale?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, okay, so.
All right, let's sell him, okay?
Okay, I'll sell him. Jason, we're going to go sell you to the pet store.
I'm going to buy a toy owl for me, and then we're going to get you back. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Somebody buy that little girl a toy owl, please.
That is hilarious.
They're going to get you back.
That is pretty funny.
Ellen will probably track her down and get her a toy owl.
Like, I'd be so bummed if I didn't have a funny kid.
Right.
You know?
I think all kids are funny.
That says anything. Yeah. They're just the real outgoing ones.
Right. They do. They just say anything. We're getting a few text messages.
Oh, what you got?
From Kid Nation.
You can text the show at 800-543-3548.
This is from breaking news that we had earlier on the show, but Kelly, don't feel bad. About 90% of the people in the U.S. have herpes simplex virus 1, which is cold sores, and only about 30% have simplex 2, which is the downstairs.
I have the 1.
Love you, Annette.
Everyone knows the difference.
I was under stress. I was getting married, and this happens quite frequently. You could ask makeup artists for brides.
Sure.
You have to cover up little blisters and things that just pop up at the last minute. And I went to get herpes cream because I had this thing on my face.
This one says,
and I had to do it very quickly. I didn't have time, 2 weeks to wait for it to heal naturally.
This one says, okay, what's up with Kelly? She has a herpes? Is it a tender sore?
Is it tender?
You know what? I think we have Kelly's herpes on the phone right now.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
So are you at the altar?
This is from 12 years ago.
Were you at the altar and your ex-husband
Kid
was
Craddock.
Like...
No, because Kid the Craddock medicine Morning. Cleared it up.
Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's about time I burst into the world. I've been itching to talk to you guys.
Oh, hello, what's up, Kelly's herpes?
I'm oozing with excitement.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I thought I'd pop in and give you guys a simplex explanation as to why I hide so much.
If he cancels on me today, I swear, this is all on y'all.
No,
I mean it.
As you can tell, Kelly can be pretty rad. So let me rub a little knowledge on you here.
Okay, all right.
I happen to be her longest relationship. Like most lovers, they go away, but I'm here forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Kelly's herpes.
Yeah.
All right.
You notice JC can't make eye contact with me right now.
JC's not in the room right now.
Right.
Yeah, but he's my next target.
What are your plans for the weekend, Kelly's herpy?
Oh, you know, I'm just going to hang out. If you're wondering why I don't have a southern accent, I'm sure you're wondering.
Sure, why?
Why don't you have a southern accent?
Because I'm from the north.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
All right, well, I'm going to go now.
Have you ever been down south?
Not here.
No, I have not, but Al, I think you know my cousin.
Why? Why are you driving?
All right, I got to go, guys.
Let me drive.
Bye.
Oh, what happened?
Wow. We booked the best guests here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, you know, ex-ambassadors early, and then Kelly's
herpy.
I think that's the favorite new character on the show.
No. I can't look at you, Kelly.
I know you can't.
Look for the CD coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We had to save that. We had the mommy test.
I think it really caught on right there.
Yeah.
Kelly Herp.
Luckily, we cleared up that phone line so we could play.
Luckily.
Beat the bang. J-Lo, no. Tell me it ain't so. This blows. No.
Al's still pretty sad about the news that J-Lo and Casper Smart may be getting married here soon. But in good news, I tried the One Direction emoji thing, and it works on Twitter, so there's
that.
I don't
care.
There's that. That's happening also, if you were wondering. Paige St. Roman, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're just letting you know you're one caller off, okay? Try again next time.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding, Paige. I'm kidding, Paige.
I was so excited.
Yeah, you're playing, Paige. You are.
He thinks he's funny pants now.
You're caller number 19, Paige. Congratulations.
One herpy joke, and he thinks he's just, he's like,
there was about five.
Oh, okay, my
five jokes. Paige, what are you doing right now?
I am at school.
Oh, school. Are you a teacher, or are you going to school?
No, I'm actually in cosmetology school.
Good for you.
I'm going to school.
I hear that can be kind of hairy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just so full of them today.
So, are you single, Paige, or married? What's going on with you?
I have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
I am not married. His name is Nick.
Nick, how long have you guys been together?
A little over a year.
Okay.
And that's successful.
Yeah. Very successful. How'd you guys meet?
He was an old friend of mine from... like 5 years ago, and we kind of just came together again.
The friendship that evolved into a relationship. I like that, Paige. Jenna, since you share a name with Paige, since that's your middle name, would you please tell Paige how to play the game?
Of course, Paige. We are going to throw you in the bank vault. It's open all for you. We don't know how high the banker's going to go when he starts yelling those numbers, but it's on you to yell stop whenever you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Could go all the way to 1,000, and you still got to yell stop. If you don't and it shuts, you get nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want that, Paige. We don't want that at all. Do you have any questions for Big Al Mac or anything?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any questions for Big Al Mac?
Nope.
All right. You did good last time, so I'm going to ask you, how are you feeling?
There you go.
No, okay, Paige. In light of recent events, the J-Lo news, I'm feeling very bad.
Oh, my God. You know what? He has to tell you what
he's feeling. That's true.
What I'm feeling. And last time I was feeling great, but this time I'm not feeling very good. I don't know how that is going to be reflected in our contest, but go for it. I'm just not feeling very good.
Okay.
All right, you go with what you're feeling, Paige. Sorry. It's all about you.
Yeah, you just sucked all the wind out of her.
Jeez, man.
You sucked it out of mine, too.
Man. Let's put that wind back in there.
All right.
And let's play
Beat the Bank.
You got it.
130.
230. 300. 450. 670.
670. I felt that out.
Page.
Hey, come on over here. They're not feeling very good, Land.
Ow.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, you missed
it.
I'm sorry.
It slammed.
I heard her yell stop during the slamming.
Yeah, you missed it, baby.
Paige, the bad news is you didn't win any money because the door closed on you. But the good news is you're still eligible to play 10,000 Thursday. So there's that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Paige. All right, have fun at school today. There she goes. Paige St. Roman.
Mm. There you go.
Sometimes you just got to turn the page.
Al, you were correct.
Yeah.
Not feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I ruined your vibe.
It's okay, Kelly.
Yeah.
J-Lo ruined my vibe.
And I ruined Kelly's vibe. So I'm going to go hide from Kelly. And don't forget, we're going to play Beat the Bang again next week.
All right.
With up to $5,000 each turn on Thursday. How about that?
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
You guys, I'm happy to announce that she is back from her stint over in Europe, whatever she was doing out there.
Right.
Probably hanging out with, like, George Clooney or something, like she always does.
Yeah.
I think it was the cast of The Hunger Games, wasn't it?
That's what it was. Jennifer Lawrence. Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is here to give us all the scoop on the movies coming out this weekend. Hi, Gray.
What's up, you guys? Arvida Zane.
Oh.
Arvida Zane to you, too.
German and mean now.
I think Arvida Zane is goodbye. Guten Tag is hello.
Oh, look at
yeah,
you being
my dad. I don't know. I'm American, y'all. I don't speak German.
Farfignugan.
See you later or something.
Do they have wiener schnitzels out there?
Damn, yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
So, Gray, you're back. You hang out with Jennifer Lawrence out there?
I did, in fact. I get to talk to her for this movie, which, by the way, I can't officially talk about yet, but make the first Hunger Games movie look like a comedy. It's so intense.
Okay, Gray, I'm supposed to go to a screening this week, so I should see it. Since you can't say anything, should we see it early if given the opportunity?
The answer is yes, and I have two additional words for you. Buckle up.
Up, she says. We'll get the full review next week from Gray Drake. That's when she's allowed to talk about it.
Right, all right.
And she can tell us if Jennifer Lawrence managed to stay upright during the interview.
Yes.
She fell again.
Fell again, yes. Yeah, she'd be falling, yo.
Okay, Hunger Games next week. What's this week?
This week, we don't have any stars who fall down in public. First, we've got a movie called The 33, which is adapted from the real-life event. You guys remember when those Chilean miners were trapped.
Yeah, yeah. Are they adults now?
I got it.
See what I did there, guys?
The miners?
Yeah. That was a pun, guys.
I get it.
Oh, God, you rendered me speechless. Nicely done.
She's dead.
So the Hollywood's payback for when terrible, terrible things happen to nice, normal people is to help them by making awesome people play them in movies. So this film stars, among many great actors, Antonio Banderas. And I think that's it. Like very,
and that's it.
Listen,
isn't this the one that Jennifer Lopez? Isn't this one Jennifer Lopez broke down in tears because she got a part in it, and apparently that ended up not happening?
Oh,
probably on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, well, I mean, J-Lo. I don't know what happened, but I remember her getting a phone call, and she said, "I can't talk about it right now, but
really?
I just got a part. It's huge." And I think it was in this movie, but apparently something didn't work
out. Something happened.
Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the minors were all men, right?
Well, the women in their lives and the families. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember one had a mistress, and she showed up, and the wife showed up?
Yeah, that miner's still down there.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm not coming up.
No, I'm good. Honey, I'm good.
So this is the story of those miners and everything that they went through, which was a lot, trust me. And the film, according to our critics, is not entirely fantastic because it's very paint by the numbers, right? Mm. But at the end of the day, with a film like this that is involved in so many emotions that came out of real life, I think that a lot of people are really going to enjoy it just because of these people's really harrowing experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much predict every single step of the movie, even if you didn't keep up to date on the situation when it was really happening, just because this is like a by-the-number screenplay. Once again, it was an important event in our history, and it's not too rotten on the tomato meter.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is always kind of awkward when critics don't like a film that's, you know, about something really awful that real people went through. Mm-hmm. But so it gives me no joy to report that it is currently rotten at 40%.
Yikes.
Oh, I should have kept J-Lo.
Oh, God. I mean, that's just a rule for life.
Right? Definitely. What else we got this weekend, Gray?
Well, we are in the holiday spirit this week also because Love the Coopers is coming out in theaters. And this one, we haven't had very many Christmas movies yet, just because I guess it's only the first week of November, right?
Yeah.
Oops, my bad. I live in the future. So this movie, if I could sum it up with like a Christmas carol of sorts, I would go, la 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 la, what? Christmas movies are supposed to make you feel warm and fuzzy, and they're supposed to be wonderful and a little sad and very moving. And this movie that stars Diane Keaton and John Goodman and Alan Arkin and Ed Helms and a whole bunch of really talented actors, it really feels like, hey, y'all, white people have problems.
Oh, boy.
Hey, y'all.
I'm like, what? Where's my Christmas sweaters? Where's my warm fuzzies? This is a weird movie. And the trailer makes it look super funny, and I was really excited to see it. They had Christmas carolers at our screening, and I was eating cupcakes. And I sat down in this movie, and I went, where's the Christmas? Where's the joy? This movie doesn't really have any of that. I was very confused. I ate gluten for this movie, you guys.
So no. you're saying nothing's out good this week. We should wait till Hunger Games.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she hasn't rated it yet.
Yeah, it looks like she's headed that way.
It's sounding bad, Kelly. Yeah.
You know what? No reviews have been added to the website just yet because I think that all the critics are just taking a minute to figure out what in the heck they just watched.
Wow.
So we don't have a tomato meter, but this was not the fuzzy, warm, wonderful Christmas movie I was hoping for, despite all of its really fantastic actors. So I would say, hang on to your dollars, catch up on stuff that you've missed so far. And in the meantime, it's going to get much, much better. I guarantee you.
Good.
All right.
Just well, not this weekend.
You know, JC and I have kids, and we know the Peanuts movie did really well last weekend. We didn't get to talk to you because you were overseas.
Yeah.
But how are the reviews for the Peanuts movie?
Peanuts movie is certified fresh.
Oh, really?
And the critics absolutely love it. So I would say that because I was gone, I didn't get to see it, but I will actually spend my own hard-earned money to see the film because everyone loves it so much. It's like impossible to ignore it.
Well, it's part of my childhood. And I want my daughter, you know, now things are animated and it's so many, you know, so bells and whistles that back that classic simple time when cartoons were just, you know, Charlie Brown. That was it. You know, I'd love to have her get involved in that.
Exactly. Listen, and I'm going, and I'm desperately hoping that maybe this time Lucy lets him kick that damn football. Okay?
You know
right? It'll happen one day, Greg.
No, she won't. She's horrible.
I hate Lucy.
Don't say that. That's mean.
No, I love Lucy.
My bad. That's a different show. Well, that's great, Ray, from RottenTomatoes.com. She's going to join us next week. We'll talk Hunger Games and all that stuff. Gray, glad to have you back in the States.
Not the same without you.
Oh, wait. Hold on. And now I can say... Auf Wiedersehen.
Good job.
That's great, Drake. We'll talk to you next week, Gray.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.